It's the start of the podcast, which means Carrie and Tommy are on right now. The Chemist Warehouse Half Price Sale is also on right now. Get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price. Terms and conditions apply. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, it is. Welcome to Monday, everyone. How are we going, guys?
Lucky to have a job is how we're going.
Oh.
I had a call from our boss at the network, and your behaviour at our staff night the other night has raised a few eyebrows.
Do you know what's great about this?
What?
Hopefully, it means we get out of going to the next staff night.
I'll still have to go, but they'll keep you at home.
So we had a dinner.
Yeah.
Formal dinner on Friday night.
With press.
Which you're talking about. Yes. And I thought I was fun.
Mm.
Was I not fun?
I guess we'll find out later on in the show.
Okay. Great.
Won't we?
I did see, weren't we? God, if my behaviour doesn't fire us, our poor radio content might. Anyway, weren't we? So much to come on the show. Up next, because you've got an issue with my Tinder profile.
Oh, it makes me laugh.
That's what I'm going for.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little driving you home for your Monday afternoon.
So much still to come on the show, including a huge international guest up a bit later,
yes.
Which is rare these days.
I know.
So it's nice to have one in person too, because, but now you've got an issue with my Tinder profile.
Well, no, it was just that we were out with friends the other day and I discovered something about your Tinder profile, which amused me, but also confused me. And the thing about this is I've been on your Tinder chatting to girls. Remember when we thought maybe the way you'd find love is if I took over from you because you were having no luck on your own.
And you put some gems in there like, hey, hey, hey. Yo, yo, yo.
Sizzling
anyway,
chat.
Anyway, obviously I married all those women.
You're never going to marry someone with your current setup.
On Tinder.
No, I don't mean your real life, what you look like.
I was like, how do you know what I've started doing with it? The scaffolding's new.
No, your Tinder profile.
Yeah. Why?
Because when you open your Tinder profile,
yeah.
I think either the first or second pick is you and I together.
That's second, I believe. Hang on, let me go.
But why am I in your
Tinder? The first one's Hamish McDonald.
Okay, well, hold on. I didn't even see that one.
Yeah, that's
why. So it's you and Haim.
Yep.
Okay.
We're running.
Yep. So there, that just says to me, perhaps that you're a gay couple.
Yeah.
But and also then, maybe that it's Haim's profile.
Yes. Yeah, but
and also, if you saw those two, you'd want Haim, not you.
Absolutely.
It's problematic.
I've done the thing that people shouldn't do, which is have a photo with a hotter friend. And then you go on to the next photo of disappointment.
But it's me and you,
it's
isn't
me
it?
And you.
Again,
because we're dressed
me.
Up. We're dressed up.
Yeah, but, okay, just cut. I can't believe I'm saying this, but crop me out, mate.
Why? Then it looks like that sad thing where you've cropped out a partner.
But I think it just looks like then I could be like an ex-partner or something. Why would you have a picture of you and a girl all dressed up going somewhere together?
Because it shows you have girlfriends.
Does it?
I don't know. I also didn't think this much when I...
Why don't you just have photos of you?
And then I've got me holding my godson.
Then it looks like you're a dad.
Yeah.
So all of
I'm
that is so
I'm a gay dad with a wife.
There's probably a lot of them on Tinder,
action.
Actually. I'm not sure what... You should have on there.
Yeah.
Actually, 13 10 60. If you do know what Tommy should have on there.
Oh, good. Oh, do you want to do photo, good photos and photo pars?
Sure. I mean, we've made you a little opener.
Have you?
Yeah.
Tommy's Tinder. Let's get him matches. Tommy's Tinder. So he doesn't die alone.
I heard load at the end. That was a lot.
So you don't die alone.
Yeah,
because
crazy
I'm telling
eyes.
You, all those people you have in your Tinder photos we all have people to die with. You currently are going to die alone.
What a happy sentiment.
Oh, it is two.
Yeah, he's got a mum and dad who love him very much.
Oh, so do I, mate. This is way too harsh. Why has this turned into your parents don't love you and you're going to die alone?
No, I just want to see you married and happy.
Yeah.
I just feel like your current setup, as I said, is not working. 13, 10, 60, how can we fix it? Plus, what do you want to know?
Good photos, bad photos.
Good photos, bad photos. What have you seen? What should Tommy do?
Yeah, okay. Give us a call.
131060. We'll take your calls next. It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
For your Monday arvo, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And on 131060, we're talking Tommy's Tinder profile.
Yeah. All this time we thought there was something wrong with you. There's nothing wrong with you. That's not the reason why you can't get a girlfriend. It's that your Tinder profile is ridiculous.
I just don't think it is, mate.
It is. They're gorgeous photos. It's you and one of your best mates there. Then there's you with a baby.
Yeah. And then there's another one of my best mates.
There's me in there. I should not be in your Tinder profile. Who put it in there?
Well, it would have been me. What do you mean?
Is that trying to show that you're a radio star?
No, it's trying to show that I know Carrie Bickmore. And if you come on a date, you might meet her.
Carly, help him out. What's he got to do? What does he need to add to his Tinder profile? Which pic?
Look, having one with your friends, like a girl, not the way to go. First pick has to be by yourself. Otherwise, we think it's the other person. Instant swipe left. It's just a complete turn off. No one's with other girls. You automatically think it's a girlfriend.
Don't you want a guy to have girlfriends?
No, but you think it's a girlfriend.
Exactly.
Why would they be on Tinder?
The baby comment earlier, look, as soon as they have a baby, as long as you state that it's not yours, super cute.
What if it is mine?
Still super cute, but not what Carly's after, okay?
Okay. So what are good photos then, Carly?
Carly's gone.
Like, don't make it look too fancy because then you question whether it's a fake profile or not. Okay. But just a humble little photo. I don't know, not showing off too much, but...
Sounds like you're going to get me even less dates, Carly.
Not what I'm going for. Just a nice little profile, just your face. You know.
Okay. Thanks, Carly. Good on you.
She doesn't want to see anything below.
just your face. G'day, Renee.
Hi.
What should I do? Firstly, do you think you've heard my photos? Do you think they're a disaster?
I do. For those who wouldn't know who Carrie was, they would assume that was your girlfriend or a past girlfriend that you can't let go of.
Why can you not have a photo with a girlfriend? I don't get it.
I don't know. I think that we all jump to conclusions and think, nah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay.
And okay. I've got some don't for you.
Yeah.
Do not post a half-naked photo of yourself.
Oh, that's my thing too.
Full naked.
Don't post a bathroom selfie. No one wants to see your bathroom.
Especially if you've still got the toilet seat in the background.
Oh, absolutely. Oh.
Yeah.
And no one wants to see you half-naked laying on your bed.
Well, tell me what's left then, Renee, because I'm clearing out of ideas.
Ben's got an idea. Ben, what does Tommy need to add to his profile, his Tinder profile pic?
Yeah, no. First, I just wanted to say I think getting rid of a photo with another lady in there, it's a good idea, but a good idea for a photo would be with a dog.
That's, okay, what about if I put the dog filter over Carrie's face?
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little driving you home for your Monday afternoon. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the half price sale is now on.
You can get half price big brand vitamins and cosmetics because looked after your outsides and your ins. Some Rimmel. That's pretty good stuff. Some L'Oreal.
You don't have to go in store. You can order from home, from your couch. Oh, yes. Free shipping for any order over $50.
Because you know how sometimes when you run out of makeup, you don't want to go out to buy it because you haven't got makeup on.
No, exactly.
Yeah, so just order it. Get it delivered.
We were just having a conversation because you've discovered a new animal.
No, I knew it existed. My friend thought it was mythical.
Which is the what?
Well, I'm not sure now.
What did you call it?
I called it a narwhal. Like, is that a whale? Nah, whale.
I think it's a narwhal. Because Evie sings a song that goes, narwhal, narwhal, swimming in the ocean, causing a commotion. Please don't let it touch my...
Please don't touch my... My balls.
That's how the song goes. That's the only reason I know about narwhals is because of that song.
Because they keep trying to touch Eve's balls.
I think Ollie taught her the song and now she's...
It would be because they'd pierce right there. They'd skewer your nut.
Yes, because they look a bit like a sharky type thing.
No, they've got
sorry, what are they called?
Because they're unicorn
dolphins.
Spearfish. Yes, they've got a big spike on them.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah,
I think they're called narwhals.
Okay.
Speaking of animals in my house,
yes.
I've got an update on our new pet soon.
Speaking of things going for your balls.
We'll do it next. Great. It's Carrie and Tommy for your Monday arvo.
Carrie and Tommy.
For your Monday afternoon, Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Play it again.
We're not good at having pets in our house.
Why?
I think we're time poor. And
all of you?
Yes, we're all busy.
How are all of you time poor?
Because we're a busy household and I don't think you should have a pet unless you have the time to look after it properly.
Yeah, but okay.
When am I walking a pet?
But the kids do that.
No, but two of them aren't allowed out without me.
Well, stop being such a narc and let them out to walk the dog.
It would end up just falling on, like, I don't know, my mum to do it.
She's got her own dog. Yeah.
Anyway, so I'm always scared when someone gives us a pet.
Who's giving you pets?
One of Evie's friends for her birthday gave her a chrysalis. Do you know what a chrysalis is?
Yes, it's an ancient crystal that I believe summons demons.
Is it?
Is it?
No.
Oh.
It's like a butterfly in a cocoon.
Is it?
It's a chrysalis. And it's in this little, like, small, tiny Hessian cage thing, right? And they send them to you, and they look like an earring hanging from an earring hook, and the hook is hanging over the top of this little box. Yeah. And you water them. And over a week, they then come out of their cocoon and you have a beautiful butterfly.
Are you breeding caged butterflies?
Look at that.
Oh, my
God. Isn't that amazing?
That's Evie with a big old butterfly on her head.
And
is that alive?
She's obsessed. That is alive. We've all been having fun with this beautiful butterfly. And the care she has for the butterfly is just beautiful.
I hope so. They're pretty delicate. Is she taking it out for walks?
No, because they ask you to release it after a couple of days, and I've realised why. It's because they die after 24 hours.
How do they ask you to release it after a couple of days then? Just been dead for a day or two and you let it go?
No, you let it spread its wings and learn to get strong in the little cage thing, and then you let it go into the wild so it can have a good last few hours.
Oh, my God.
I didn't realise that they don't last for very long. The monarch butterfly apparently can last for like 9 months to a year and some a couple of weeks to a month, but a lot of butterflies only last 24 hours, 48 hours.
Is this just because you're breeding them in a tiny little cage?
No, I don't know how they're normally bred, but they're meant to be in warm environments.
Yeah, because the butterfly house at the zoo and stuff, it's always hot. Warm.
Yeah, so it says let them out on a hot day, which is tricky at the moment. Mm. Anyway, we let it out and it hasn't moved from its spot outside where we've put it.
It's dead, isn't it?
I don't think it's dead. But I did notice that a little bit of its wing had been taken out of it. See?
Because.
Yes. Because I think it got a bit stuck maybe at some point when the kids were playing with it. Anyway, it's definitely at life.
Kids were playing.
No, like they're stroking with it.
Just throwing a ball to a butterfly.
No, they were being very, very careful. Well,
didn't catch it.
Anyway, we've got two. So that one has been released and it's out by our swing set. It's made its little home down there.
It's dead, isn't it?
No, it's like.
Is your house going to be littered with dead butterflies every time
no,
I come
No, it's not dead because I've gone and poked it and it's still.
That's probably how it lost its bit of wing.
No, it, not like poked it aggressively, just like touched it a little bit and blew. I like went to see if its wings flapped.
That's what they love being blown on.
Anyway, it reminded me. Anyway, I love it, right? And it's made me think about getting a pet. But then it's reminded
You've
me of the last time.
One.
No, it's not dead. We've released it into the wild so it can enjoy its life.
It's
going to die anyway, apparently, after 48
hours.
I don't
think butterflies die after a day.
I'm sure that's what I read. 13, 10, 60, if you know anything different. I think I was shocked at how short their lifespan is. It seems so sad because it's so beautiful. Anyway, it reminded me of the last time we had a pet. We had a stick insect.
Did you?
Yes. We had someone gave Ollie a stick insect when he was like 7 and it was in this cage and then it got out of the cage and we couldn't find it.
Did you look with the other sticks?
No. Have you seen a stick insect? So, they're amazing. You'd sit on the couch and it would crawl up your arm and it was gorgeous.
So I grew up with dogs. I love dogs, right? I grew up with dogs. We had some rabbits. My brother went through a spider's stage, big huntsman's.
See, you're a pet family.
You've given your family a stick and a butterfly that dies.
No, the stick insect was fun until we found it in the printer.
In the printer? Did you start printing out wondering why there were copies of sticks on the piece of
no,
paper?
We couldn't find it and then we found it. Anyway.
Maybe it was trying to do that thing where it does copies of its ass cheeks. It's funny.
I just think perhaps I'm picking the wrong the wrong pets for our family.
Yeah, you're picking insects.
Yeah, maybe we need like
pets? Actual pets.
No, like a rabbit.
Oh, God, imagine how traumatic it would be finding a guinea pig in the printer.
No, it wouldn't fit in the printer. The stick insect was a cozy little hole for it. Anyway, 131060, I want to hear your tales of your tiny pet.
Not what did you find in the printer.
Not what did you find in the printer. What have you had? What works? What doesn't
tiny
work?
Pets.
Where did you find them?
Tiny pets?
Well, I think I want something small to begin with.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, because you killed all of those. So why wouldn't you continue?
I didn't kill them. I didn't kill them. They died.
You ripped a bit of his wing off.
I didn't. One of the kids, in the journey of it, in the journey of it being in our home, it's lost a little bit of its wing. That's
it's a butterfall.
She did it.
131060.
Tales of tiny pets. Great. Call us 131060.
Carrie and Tommy.
Happy Monday afternoon. It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on 131060. Tales of tiny pets.
Yeah, we don't have a lot of luck with pets in our house. We've got a butterfly at the moment. Gorgeous little thing, but a bit of its tail. A bit of its wings missing.
No, that's not its biggest problem. Its biggest problem is it's dead.
Well, it's not dead. We've put it outside and it's enjoying the spot that it's sitting in.
When did it last move?
Well, I don't know because I'm not home to watch it, am I?
God, neglectful parent.
Exactly why I'm worried we shouldn't have pets. Mm. We had a stick insect, got stuck in the printer. Mads.
It's because you don't get pets, you get insects. But anyway, sorry. Yes,
Mads, give me your tale of a tiny pet. What have you got?
Hi, guys. We also had one of these fantastic butterfly experiences in our household. Mm-hmm. So butterfly hatched. It was late afternoon. Girls let it out, free to go. Next day, I go outside and it looked very much dead. And I'm poking it and it didn't move. And my kids were pretty upset. I was like, don't worry, I'll make it into, like, you know how they put the butterflies in the frame?
Oh,
yeah,
God.
Yes, yes.
I was like, don't worry, girls. For you. Like, you know, don't worry, we'll do one of those. Anyway, that afternoon I go outside and it was flying around. And I'm like, what is happening here? So I actually Googled, and when butterflies get to a certain temperature, they actually go into, like, let's call it a deep sleep. And then managed to come back to life when they
like thaw out again.
Yeah, I know, right?
God,
is it too cold?
Right.
Well, imagine if you put. It might have been too cold. I don't know.
Oh no! Stop.
Imagine if you put it in a box and then it come back to life.
In a frame, and then it started. Oh no!
Oh God! I just had a bit of my wing missing before. Now there's a pin through me, and I've got a name tag. Oh God! Good on you, Mads. Thank you. G'day, Troy.
How you doing?
Yeah, great. Tell us about your tiny pet.
We had a pet. It wasn't really one you buy. It's a wild pet. We had a possum.
A possum? Okay.
A possum, yeah, like, just hang around your house, or you kept it inside or something?
So he was in a tree that started off, and we slowly fed him from a distance, gained his trust, to a point where my daughter loved the pet, and then it bit me. So I had to get surgery, had to get a tetanus shot. And it just didn't work out.
You're the possum king, Troy.
Yeah.
So that's why I get insects, because they're not going to bite me, are they?
No. Well, no. It's dead. It's not going to bite
me. I mean, I have
me.
Had a tetanus shot, though.
Oh, so you let it bite you?
No, I just, yeah. I mean, if the butterfly happened to, I'd be right. Yeah.
They're bad. You know, butterfly bites are quite bad.
Yeah, I've heard.
Yeah.
Annie, give me your tale of a tiny pet.
So I have two mice and a rat. Yeah, and I just reckon that's what you should get.
Because Carrie's house smells too good at the moment, so sure.
What, Annie, what are your names of yours?
So the two mice are Minnie and Dottie, and the rat is Eve, and they're just so cute, and I don't know, I just reckon you should get one.
Annie, it's very sweet. How do you know, though, you just don't have three mice and one of them's a bit fatter?
Oh, well, the size is, you can definitely tell. One, right. Like the mice fit, they're smaller than the palm of my hand, and the rat is, like, bigger than my hand.
And do they just poo everywhere?
Well, no, because they're in cages, but yeah, they poo everywhere in the cage, but you clean it.
Do you put little leashes on them and take them for walks?
Oh, God, no. But I do bring them out and, like, you know, play with them, and they run on me, and it is really cute.
Oh,
and are you really scared now that you won't be able to get yourself a pet elephant at any time?
But I do probably suggest mice over the rat, because the mice are a lot cuter.
I'm struggling to think of mice being cute, Annie. I've got a big hurdle I'll have to overcome there.
What's that?
Well, I'm not, when I think mice and rat, I don't think cute.
I can't wait till you.
Terrified.
This will be the start, and you'll turn into the crazy rat lady.
And then I'll have snakes.
People will tune into the project in a year, and you'll have mice running in and out of your hair and all of it. Yeah, great, Bickers.
Great.
Yeah, good.
Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, it is. And coming up very soon, we're going to let you know how you can win $5,000 cash, all thanks to Skechers.
International superstar joining us later in the show.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah.
But up next, the secret to eternal youth and longevity, because it's so much simpler than you think.
It is.
What's next?
We'll do it after this. It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your Monday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It's time for
Bickmore's Old Bits.
Yeah.
It's my rude. Old bits today. Mm. No, it's not rude at all.
Isn't it?
No.
I thought you didn't like when we called you.
No, apparently I'm a geriatric millennial.
Oh, sorry, that sounds so much younger.
I knew I was a geriatric mother when I gave birth over 35. That's what they call you. But I didn't realise you and I are both geriatric millennials.
I can imagine that's what a woman really wants and needs when she's in labour.
Yeah.
By the way, you're geriatric. Thank you so much. I feel so much better about that.
Did you know that you were a geriatric millennial?
I did.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Did you know that's what you were called?
Yes.
So it's, if you don't know what that is, you're born between 1980 and 85, and you're a special micro
generation. Oh, I thought it was all of the 80s.
No, 80 to 85. It's a very small window. When are you?
I'm a cusp of 85.
85. And we're this special micro generation that can easily cross between Gen X and Gen Y. So we're good in the analog world and the digital world. We're good communicating online, but we're also good face-to-face. We're amazing.
I thought it was a lot of things that we shouldn't do. I thought it was like they need to stop wearing skinny jeans. They need to stop with side parts in their hair.
No, this is all about how we're pretty bloody good. Bits.
Okay.
No, this article is saying that we're the best of the generations because we can go across both.
Mate, you are the best geriatric I know.
Am I?
Yes.
Better than Paul McCartney?
That's a tough comparison. yes.
Because he's 78. And he's going strong. We found out the secret to why he doesn't need glasses.
Mm-hmm.
So he was doing a podcast with, I think, his daughter, and he was talking about he went to India.
Who booked that guest?
No.
What do you mean? Who's on the podcast? A Beatle. Wow. That's massive.
He was on the podcast with his daughter. His daughter's not the podcast host.
Oh, really?
Yes. And
that
anyway,
is an amazing get then for a podcast.
Remember,
we can't get Miguel and we've got a radio show. And that was a podcast that got a Beatle.
He went to India and he spoke to a yogi there who talked to him about how he can do these special exercises with his eyes that'll mean he never needs glasses.
Wonderful. Slowly close your eyes as tight as you can close it.
He sounds different.
And then open your eyes wide as you can open it. And we'll keep going. Close your eyes tight. Open your eyes wide. Close tight. Now you're going to slowly open your eyes and we're just going to move your eyeball up and down without moving your head. Tilt your eyes upward and downward and we'll keep going. So looking up and
isn't
down.
Isn't it funny, because when he sings, you can't hear the accent. You can't accent. It doesn't even exist in
his
songs.
That's the woman that spoke to him about the fact that if you look up and down to the middle, left and right, sideways, diagonal, up and down, do it three times, apparently you don't need glasses.
You know that's just looking around. Like, that's just someone having a glance around the room.
Because he's saying that your eyes are muscles,
people,
right? Your ears aren't muscles. So he said that you can't.
What do you think people then who need glasses have been doing? Just not looking around?
Mate, just argue with Paul McCartney.
No, I need to have a go at that woman.
Speaking of another old person, Australia's oldest man has turned 111 years and 124 days.
Mm.
That's super old. He's overtaken World War One vet Jack Lockett, who died in 2002. He was 111 and 123 days. But this amazing man from the Queensland town of Roma called Dexter Kruger, he's 111 years old.
I've done gigs in Roma.
Have you?
Yep. The Western Downs in Queensland.
Yeah. He stayed on his farm until only a few years ago. He refused to leave.
So I think I'm not talking about this man. This gorgeous man is definitely telling the truth. But I do think with a lot of these old age stories, often they would just lie.
What do you mean?
Is what I think the secret to living to a very old age is, to start lying. I just reckon nobody checks.
When do you start that?
You've started.
I haven't.
Wait, but are you saying lie that you're older than you are.
No, you're younger.
Yes. No, no, you lie that you're older, so you win the title. So if someone in your generation falls off the perch, you just go, like I would go, if my dad fell off the perch, I'd just go, my name's Ian, here's my birth certificate, and yep, that's...
You are mad. The other option is you could just live like this guy did.
What did he do?
He's got a strict morning exercise regime.
Yes. I work out.
He soaks up vitamin D outdoors and he works on his autobiography.
Jeez.
Yeah. Of the century he's spent on the planet. Oh my God, he's been here for a century.
Yeah, in 11 years.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Do you lie about your age?
No.
13? Oh.
I thought you were asking me. No.
Not defensive.
I know you think I do.
Too defensive then. Why are you getting angry? Why? 13?
You accuse me of lying about my age all the time.
Okay, well, if you stop it, I'll stop. 13 10 60, give us a call. I'd love to know, when did you start lying? How much do you lie by?
No,
give us a call.
Lying about
what
their
about
age?
The chick on Jessie's Tinder profile? She said she was 28. She's about 100. She's shacking up with this guy.
13 10 60 is the number. We'll take your calls next.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
For your drive home, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on 13 10 60. Do you lie about your age?
Yeah.
Do you think people lie to make them older than they are?
I think yes.
Why?
To win the oldest people award.
How many people are wanting to win the oldest people award? That's a very long game.
So many.
But you're not saying Dexter Kruger, who has just become Australia's oldest man, is
no,
doing that?
No, definitely not.
He's 111 years old and 124 days.
Yes.
And the days are important.
I reckon he's the one that's telling the truth.
Right.
Yes.
But there's a lot of, 105-year-olds out there full of...
I reckon they're one of their parents falls off the perch and they go, yeah, that was me. Really?
I just don't think that's happening. Sure.
Georgie.
Yes.
G'day. Do you lie about your age?
I do. I'm 45, and on days where I'm not feeling so glamorous, people ask me and I say I'm mid-50s, and they're like, wow, you look great for that age. Like, you look amazing.
Actually, that's a nice little pick-me-up, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's actually pretty clever.
Tell everyone come to my 60th, and I'm just like, you look awesome for 60. Wow,
Georgie, what happens if you have the day where you say I'm mid 50s, and someone says, "Yeah, you do look that."
That'd be a bummer, wouldn't it?
You'd always have to be on the run, great. Georgie, because you couldn't see the same people again who you'd told you were mid 50s. Yes. You'd have to keep up the lie.
Oh, no, I remember when I turned 40, my friends, because I've been doing it for years, and my friends were like, aren't you already? I said, nah, I was just making that up. You know, it was fun. You all believed it. It was great.
Good on you, Georgie.
Georgie sounds fun.
Yeah, I know.
What about Diane? Diane, are you lying about your age?
Yes, I am.
Good on you, Diane.
How old are you saying that you are?
40. I decided when I turned 40 that was just a good age to just stop. At 43, I had a very late on in life baby, and when I was doing my geriatric appointments, they were like, you're actually 43, Diane. I went, no, I'm just saying 40.
It's hard when you're in front of the doctor don't you get it? Yeah. I'm just 40.
I love telling a doctor, looking them in the eyes and going, no, you're wrong. Good on you, Diane. Let's go, Sasha. G'day, Sash.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good. Is it Sasha or Sasha?
It's Sasha.
Sorry, Sash.
That's fine.
Are you lying about your age?
I am, absolutely. I do it nearly every day.
Do you? Who are you lying to?
So I'm a teacher, and when I have my preppies, they ask me how old I am, and I usually say about 120, so a bit older than Dexter, and they believe it.
Why do you say 120, Sasha?
Well, I just make a number up.
I love it. It's very hard for those kids' parents, though, because if, as we just heard earlier, if the mum's had a bit of a rough day and then their little kid gets home and goes, Mum, you look 120, that'll ruin it, I reckon.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little driving you home this afternoon.
Become a Skechers Insider for exclusive competitions, member-only offers and more. Sign up now at Skechers.com.au.
On your marks, get set.
Okay, we're outside here doing a quick run, a practice run of Sketchathon where you could win $5,000. We're going to demonstrate how it works. Carrie is about to be whispered to by our executive producer, Sonda, and Bickers is going to have to draw that thing and run, and then I'm just going to have to guess what it is.
The Sydney Harbour Bridge.
That's what I have to draw.
Yes. And can you also draw a unicorn?
Okay. Oh, gosh. Okay.
Go for it.
Okay.
So this is lovely because you've also made it a real wet day. So I'm standing here with an umbrella and I have to run and I have to sketch.
Yeah.
It's a lot of things at once.
Yeah.
So what happens? How far do I have? How far do I have to run?
You have to run up to the wall and back.
But then sketch and run at the same time. And then what happens? I'm getting wet. What?
This is not.
Okay, ready? Ready? Okay, ready? 3, 2, 1, go.
That's not running.
That's crab walking because he's running along.
Oh, it's paddly. I'm kidding.
Okay, quick, because can I guess what it is?
Yeah.
Okay, give us a look. It is four people on a couch on a Sydney Harbour Bridge. Oh, Sydney Harbour Bridge climb. Yeah.
Okay, what's next? I've got to do one more. Okay, I'm off again.
Because he's running and drawing again.
Oh, ow. I'm wet. Hold on. You know I'm not a very good drawer.
I think the umbrella's helping.
The pen stopped running because I've got, you know, when you don't hold the pen upright.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Should have drawn a pencil. Okay, what is it? It's a unicorn. Yeah. You're done. You've won $5,000.
Okay, while the guys are coming back inside and getting dry, you can jump online and register carryandtommy.com.au. You could win yourself $5,000. Become a Skechers insider for exclusive competitions, member-only offers and more. Sign up now at skechers.com.au. It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Well, our next guest makes me very happy. He reached the finals of America's Got Talent in 2018. Mm. International superstar, sex symbol and piano accordionist. He's Germany's proudest export. It's Hans!
Oh, my God. What an exciting afternoon this is. I am such a huge fan of you both. And they said, honeys, we're putting you on the Karen Bradshaw and Tommy Little show. And I thought, yes, get me there. Tony Little, Karen, I love them. I'm a huge, what an honour it is.
I'm very excited you were here because Sound of Music was the only movie we had in our house for a good 10 years. I've seen it about 35 times. And to know you are about to hit the road touring the Sound of Music, a sing-along Sound of Music.
Yes, yes.
Oh, my God.
I know. Well, it is of course, the classic movie that you are looking at me very confused. You've never seen it, have you?
Hans, I love you. I've seen you before.
You're a disgrace, Tommy.
But this show sounds like my worst nightmare.
Okay. Let's get into it, honey. Because obviously, I'm going to indulge in a bit of therapy here.
Talk to me.
Something has been missing from your upbringing there. I always knew there was a little hole in your heart, darlings, that I've been willing to fill. And, you know, I think this is...
Fill my hole.
My God. Afternoon. They're not having half as much fun at Nova.
No. They are. I mean, I have to say, though, Julie Andrews was spectacular, but no one sounds like her when they sing it. This is a sing-along. Yes. Is this going to be hell for you listening to normal people trying
wonderful.
To hit those notes?
It's wonderful. It's, you know, we did our first one over the weekend in a lovely place called Ballarat. Can you imagine me there? Gold mine. and you know what? Everybody gets so involved. Everybody comes dressed up in costume. People wearing curtains. People came dressed as brown paper package tied up with strings. And, you know, they're a little bit kind
Tommy's
of...
Tommy's laughing, isn't he?
I know, he doesn't know what it is.
These are a few education. Of my favourite things.
I just thought they were funny outfits.
No,
they
I
are.
I was picturing someone dressed in curtains and...
See, it's
and
a multi-layered night. It is a...
Maybe I would find this funny.
I actually feel like if you haven't seen the movie, this is the best way to do it because we do kind of take the piss a bit out of
okay.
it, you know?
Yeah. But now if someone mentions the Sound of Music, I'm just going to be like, oh, where the people dress as curtains.
Yeah. Well, it is.
I know it.
Well,
it is.
That's a major plot theme.
Is it?
Yes, absolutely.
Because she's the au pair and these poor kids have nothing to wear. So
she's the au pair. I haven't heard her described as that.
Well, what would she
describe
is.
Her? No, she would be an au pair in a Peter Dutton kind of way. Do you understand that joke?
I don't get that
pretend
joke.
To be
yeah,
political
yeah, yeah,
on that television
joke.
Show.
No, I get that joke.
Hey, you've not come on your own. You have a friend with you.
I have. Look, I don't want to overawe you, especially you, Tommy.
Yeah.
Does your friend have a name?
No, it doesn't have a name. It's more of an extension of myself.
Right,
you know?
Okay.
It's an extension of my personality.
Because we do this thing on a Friday called Same, Same, But Backwards, where we play
yes,
songs.
Yes, I love it. It's my favourite segment
and
of this show.
We've got to guess what the song is backwards. I'm assuming you can't play songs backwards, but what I thought was would you be open to playing some current hits on the accordion? We got
and
to
you
buzz
can
in
guess it.
And guess what the current hit is.
Honey, yeah. I think this is a wonderful, wonderful idea.
Do you have enough songs on there that you...
We're about to find out. Are we doing it now, Jesse? Are we doing it after a song? What are we doing, baby?
Should we go to a song?
Let's go to a song and we'll come back.
Make it a long one, darling.
Same, but
accordion. Put on MacArthur Park or something.
Tim Hans up next.
I need a bit of time.
Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, and we are still joined by German goddess Hans.
Oh, Jesse, you lovely little thing there.
Hans is performing Sing Along A Sound of Music. HansOfficial.com is where you need to get your tickets.
Oh, that is HansOfficial.com. Mm. Yes, thank you for the wonderful plug there.
I love having international stars on. There's no .au on the end of that.
It's just .com.
Just .com.
I mean, they're all here at the moment. Zac Efron, Julia Roberts, me.
We are about to play, we normally play Same Same But Backwards, where we have songs backwards on a Friday, but we're going to play Same Same But Accordion with you right now. Tommy, you and I are going to guess the song title and artist.
Okay, all right.
How far back are we going? What decade?
Well, you're about to find out.
Okay, sure.
I think the earliest we are going is the 90s,
though. Okay,
but,
great.
Apparently the most modern we are going is not much further than that, you know, because although I'm a huge fan of this show, I don't know any of the effing songs. Okay. Are you ready?
Yes. Yep.
Song number one.
Carrie, Beyonce, Single Ladies.
Close. You want to chime in?
It's Beyonce, Crazy in Love.
Crazy in Love.
Yeah.
1 point, darling. Don't worry, I got your back for the others.
It really makes it fair ground.
It really
does.
I
don't know, but I want an ice cream.
Yes, yeah. Well, I can get that for you. All right. Well, maybe even that. Okay. Song number two. Are we ready?
Yes. Oh, Tommy, that is so good. I think it's Britney Spears' Toxic.
Yes, it is. It is.
That was so good.
I was letting our guest play a bit more of the song.
Can you give me a bit more? You never would do such a thing.
All right. Song number three. Carrie, I'm looking at you.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
I know it. I just couldn't.
And you know, the last time I saw you, we danced to that song at your house, darlings. I was dressed like this.
It was a wonderful night.
Yep. Bob Down was there.
That's right.
Really? Julie Bishop was there.
Malcolm Turnbull. Do you remember?
Malcolm Turnbull was there.
And he rocked up in his Asian Summit festive attire.
You know where you are. My favorite was that Julie Bishop was there and Bob Down was there. And Julie Bishop was wearing something very sparkly, and it looked like she'd stolen one of my costumes and one of Bob Down's wigs. It was wonderful. Beautiful. Okay.
Final song.
Final song.
What a party.
All right, here we go.
Edelweiss.
Thank God. It's from the movie you've never seen.
Oh, it's from Sound of Music.
It's from Sound of Music. The blank look on your face.
I thought it was a little slower than the other one.
Yes, it is. But that's 2-2, darlings. Fair.
Get your tickets at hansofficial.com. It's always a pleasure. See you in my backyard sometime soon.
I hope so.
And I can't wait to
see you in your
back.
Yeah.
And time.
Thank you, Tony. Thank you, Karen. Lovely. Lovely to be here.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country, if you drive home, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
And if we get a promotion anytime soon, I am not going to be surprised because
really?
Wow.
I was starting to stress. I spent a lot of the weekend wondering what press we were going to read about ourselves.
Why?
Because we had a press dinner, which is a dinner.
This is the same dinner I'm talking about.
Yes.
That's why I thought maybe we'll get, you know, talked about like the best radio show of all time. Probably a pay rise on the way.
You had our boss on one side of you and a journo on the other side of you at this dinner. And let's just say I went to hang my coat up. We'd been there for about 2 minutes. I went to hang my coat up and came back and you were smashed. So it all happened very quickly.
The drinks were free.
Is that why you were giving them to everybody and anybody?
Yes.
I started taking them off you and taking them to other tables, hoping you wouldn't notice so you wouldn't drink so much.
Nah, I made friends with the waiters and they noticed any time I had a blank spot in front of me.
Which was never.
No.
No.
I did wake up I don't know, 3 days later, and think, and think, how did that go?
I woke up the same, but only I was sweaty when I woke up, because I know how people judge you would be how they judge me. We're a team, and I didn't want them thinking that that's how we both conduct ourselves.
Yes, well, I was worried that you were being too sober and too boring, so I thought I'll make up for it.
I wasn't being boring. I was just being normal.
Yeah, that's so boring. <Wasn't it?
laughs> You spent a lot of time talking to one guy who I felt sorry for.
He was the best.
He was so lovely. Mm. You were getting him hammered.
Yes, I said, we're double drinking. And he was excited by the idea. He said he'd never double drank
before. No, I know. Often people that haven't double drunk don't want to go for their first time with you because you're a lot.
I got our boss clapped in. That was good. Yeah,
again, I just don't know if our boss wanted to be clapped in.
I got me a round of applause when my name got mentioned.
I was also in the car with you on the way home and you started...
I got you a bottle of champagne.
...bossing. Well, it's interesting that, isn't it? Because the network has asked who's paying for that $300 bottle of Bollinger.
Was that $300?
As we were leaving, Tommy said to the guy, can you get some beers for me and some champagne for Carrie? And then before I knew it, I had a bottle of Bollinger.
Is that
$300? And then I had to drink it.
Is that $300?
$300.
What do you mean?
Yes, our lovely marketing PR. Our team would like to know if you're going to be paying for that $300.
Are you joking? No. That tastes like rat piss.
You didn't even have any. I drank it and it was delicious.
Oh, mate, who drinks champagne? That stuff's a joke.
And then you bossed. We were driving home and you were that horrible person that no one wants to be with, where you started telling the driver how to do his job.
He drove, to be fair to me on this one, and I'm going to go around the room, he was on my street and then he drove off my street.
Yes.
And the wrong way. And I said, mate, this is not the way to my house.
But it was the way I'd come with him earlier.
Yes,
so
he'd done it wrong twice.
So I said, just let it go, Tommy. It's okay.
Yeah, but
he knows where he's going.
But he didn't, because he was driving the wrong way.
Did we get to your house?
Oh, it took an extra.
Like, why were you obnoxious?
If someone is on, Jesse, if a cab driver is on your street heading towards your house and he drives off your street and head in the opposite direction, are you not allowed to tell him this is not the way? It's literally the opposite way of my house.
Before Jesse answers, how would you tell him, Jesse?
Well, see, this is my problem with this story, though, is that I don't necessarily think the driver was going the wrong way. I don't trust that Tommy knew exactly where his house was.
No, he was on my street.
But if you were to tell him, Jesse, how would you tell him?
Oh, just be like, sorry, mate, I think you've taken a wrong turn. Just turn around and go this way.
Yeah, that's not how you told
him. I was not rude. It's because...
Oh, my God, you were definitely rude.
Mate, you were the one necking a bottle of Bolly, which is worth $300.
Do you remember some of the conversation that you had with the journo who was sitting next to you?
Yeah, we had great chats.
What did you talk about?
He's got three kids. Yep. We talked about how they went through COVID with homeschooling, stuff
that's
like that.
That's more of the boring stuff you spoke about. I caught some of the rest of the conversation.
Don't.
Because I've heard from him today.
No, you haven't.
I have heard from him.
Have you?
Yeah.
He had a good time.
We thought we'd give him a call and just find out how he felt about one Tommy Little a few days on.
Yep.
And we asked, how was your night with Tommy and how do you think he responded?
I hope he had a great time. Or maybe he went, who's Tommy? I don't remember anything from the night.
His response... You are fine. His response was that you were a force of nature.
And you know who knows the right way to their house? A force of nature. So listen to him.
The Carrie and Tommy catch-up is ready to podcast now on the Listener app.
Now that the show is over, Carrie and Tommy are free to check out the Chemist Warehouse half-price sale. Get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price. Terms and conditions apply. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.